By the time the Sochi Olympics rolls around, most of us will have watched the tearjerker ads that show hopeful moms crying tears of anguish and joy for their Olympic hopeful offspring. Park City's Nancy Hendrickson knows that anticipation as she waits to see if not one, but both of her children will be named to Olympic teams later this month. Her son Nick Hendrickson is on the U.S. Nordic combined team, and as a young, up-and-coming competitor with a strong season behind him, she hopes he'll be named to the fifth spot for the Sochi team. Meanwhile, Mom Hendrickson also waits to see if her daughter and Nick's younger sister, Sarah, already a world champion, will come back from her knee injury to be named to the first ever women's ski jumping Olympic team. We spoke with Hendrickson during the recent ski jumping Olympic trials. She said she feels for all the athletes, not just her own children.
Oh, I can't explain the feeling of what they are going through. I mean, I'm a bit of a nervous wreck today, and unfortunately Sarah isn't jumping today, and I'm still very nervous. You know, all of those athletes trying to make it to Sochi have worked so very, very hard, and finally the women are allowed to jump, and it's just such a wonderful feeling for them to be part of that celebration.
She says the hard times for a parent of an aspiring Olympian, as for any parent, come when she sees her children suffer. Not only has her daughter Sarah suffered multiple knee injuries and surgery, her son Nick, during his recent Olympic trials, had a strong jump, placing behind such established Olympians like Billy DeMong and Todd Lodwick. Then, as Mom tells the story, when it came time to race the 10-kilometer cross-country ski, her son suddenly felt a stomach bug.
I'm like, what? You don't feel well? It's not good timing. Those are hard times for a parent, for me. It's like, here you are on your home turf, and you only want to do the best you possibly can do, and people cheering them on and supporting them, and it's a bummer, you know? So those things happen. It's like, for those 2 hours over there in Sochi, it's 2 hours of a competition, and you don't know if the wind is going to be crazy, if there's going to be enough snow, if you ate something wrong the night before, who knows? So you do the best you can on that day, and I know Nick put everything out there yesterday. He makes me proud.
Hendrickson says watching her children work so diligently, yet with dreams that so precious few can realize, just makes her cross her fingers and give that motherly support.
You know, I see all those athletes, and I live with, obviously, Nick and Sarah, and I see how dedicated to their training and to, you know, everything from what they eat in the morning to how, you know, to prepare themselves throughout the day to be the best they can be for their dreams to come alive. And I get goosebumps just thinking about it.
When asked whether it's difficult to have a normal day at work, for example, while her kids are competing all over the globe, she says once she drops them at the airport, she has to just put worry out of her mind.
It's just crazy sometimes. People ask me, where are they now? And I can track Nick because he's on my bank account. And I can say, oh, I can check his debit card. Let me see where he is today. You know, he's in Norway or he's in... they think, how can you do that? How can I not do that? They love this. They're passionate about it.
As Sarah Hendrickson, the reigning world ski jumping champion, rehabs her knee following surgery, fans from around the world fixate on her recovery. We asked what that's like for a mom who most wants to see her daughter's knee strong again.
It's weird. It's weird when I sometimes follow her on her Twitter and to see the comments from Germany and Poland and Austria and Norway, it's like, really, this is just Sarah, you know? She's silly, my little silly Sarah, really. And that's how I treat it. She's not anything. She's just Sarah.
That's Nancy Hendrickson, mother of Nick and Sarah Hendrickson, both Olympic hopefuls. As of late last week, Sarah's doctor had given clearance for her to start some mild jumping progressions, while Nick Hendrickson headed to Russia with his Nordic combined team, hoping to get steps closer to Sochi. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.